Welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party Podcast, the longest running podcast about Vanderpump Rules out there. Please join your hosts, Holly and Sarah, as they deep dive everything Vanderpump Rules.
Holly Borquez.
I'm Sarah C. Welcome back to Valley Party Podcast.
Yes. So if you are new here because you're tuning in trying to find a podcast that's covering the Valley, welcome. We're Vanderpump Rules Party and let's do this.
Yes, we have all the background and history to help you understand the people in the Valley, even the new people. We have done a little deep dives on some of the cast, and we're going to do a separate podcast on the cast, like their backgrounds, how they know each other, and what we, you know, any experiences we've had with them. We were either going to do that on Patreon or wait until after the premiere party tomorrow. Either way, I think now, in retrospect, I think we should still wait until after the premiere tomorrow to see if our encounters change our opinions at all thus far.
I think that's a good idea, too, because I have a feeling that we are going to have some more interactions tomorrow, especially since, like, everyone will know why we're there and stuff. So, yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to put something out and then, like, I just judged a book by its cover. Now, we have met some of the new cast, and obviously we've met the old cast or original, you know, transfers from Vanderpump. And I have formed some opinions based on that. But I want, and then also on the first episode, right? But I think tomorrow will be a real fair opportunity. Now I have the full episode. I have my previous encounter and now a post-encounter. And that will give us a better rounded view of our opinions. And it'll make the podcast maybe more fun. And then also, like, wouldn't it suck if, like, someone was just having a bad day and we're like, oh, I really don't like that person. And then they turn out to be, like, the most amazing person. I'm like, oh, we've already said this on a pod, you know? Like, let's give everyone a fair chance. Not that we felt that way. I'm just, it's an example. You know, or like Jax was lovely last time, but what if he's not tomorrow?
Yeah.
You just never know. But I'm looking forward to it.
Yes.
So you guys stay tuned for Wednesday when we'll have our Vanderpump regular podcast out, but also our experience at Jax's Studio City again for our premiere party notes, cast notes, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So a big week.
Yes.
All right. Well, let's get into the episode. What'd you think?
I liked it. I really liked it. Like, I had some surprise moments where, like, certain people surprised me and stuff like that. So, overall, I think that you guys are all really gonna like it. And it was fun. It was, like, a super nice, like, stress-free watch for me.
Who surprised you?
Brittany surprised me, and what else? There was, like, some really funny moments from Jax, which that kind of surprised me, too. I'm a little disappointed with, like, the Kristen-Luke storyline, but I'll deal with it.
Yeah, I mean, Luke is really good on their podcast. He's, like, the voice of reason. He's calm, cool, collected. Not boring. So I'm feeling bad for him so far when, like, everyone's just, like, Jax won't give him the time of day. Brittany's like, Jax hates him. And then, like, you've got Jasmine. Oh, he's so vanilla. Like, just give him a break. Get to know him.
Yeah, let's get into it because I was like, oh, I mean, leave it to Kristen once again to, like, take the hard hit. Edit. You know what I like? They need someone to be that person, and I truly think she probably raised her hand for it. You know, and was she's always willing to go there. So,
yeah. An important thing to remember too with Jax and his, I don't know where they're at right now. I know Luke has said on their podcast that Jax hasn't really warmed up to him, but maybe that's changed lately. But you have to keep in mind, this is not probably something they're going to talk about on the show, but I think it's important to note that Jax is very good friends with Kristen's ex, Alex. And Kristen got together with Luke not long after she broke up with Alex, or rather Alex dumped her. And like, Jax just went on a trip with Alex to Mexico, like, in the last couple months.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he was probably like in friend defense mode, you know, when Kristen's like, no, I realized I didn't want to have a baby with him. He's like, that's not true. You know, he's being his boy's boy. So I think that's part of the pushback on Luke, is he's just in Jax's way, standing up for Alex.
Yeah, I can't put my finger on it, what it is about Luke. Like, what, I kind of see what everybody's saying. So I'm interested to, and I've had interactions with him myself, and I don't know that, like, I wouldn't say that, like, the show is wrong. Like, not there's nothing wrong at all. It's just, I don't know, yeah. Like, just nothing, yeah. I haven't had an interaction to speak about yet, I guess.
And I guess when I've met him, he's been pleasant, and I haven't tried to make conversation other than, hi, nice to meet you, and so I could say the same thing, but then if I maybe had started a question or started a conversation, he'd probably be very, he's very conversational. But what we've seen, I guess I'm going to have to take accountability for not starting it, because we know who he is. He doesn't know who we or anybody else, you know, in the bars that we've met him at are. So what's he going to be like? So what do you do? Did you do that with just strangers? You know, it's kind of on us to start the conversation and then let him react back. But
I don't know. I think there's some people that would start a conversation. Mm-hmm. Maybe. I don't know. But I think, like, that it just speaks to, like, his temperament. You know, like, he's very chill. He sits back and, you know, lets Kristen do her thing. When I was having a conversation with her the night of the phone drop, he was like, you know, Kristen was very nice in including him in on the conversation. So even though I was speaking to her, she a couple times reached back to him and was like, right, honey? You know, like, she included him. But yeah, not much.
He seemed nervous.
He seemed nervous.
Yeah, but I guess I would say for anyone going out, and he is very approachable, whereas not everyone is.
Right, yes.
Like, I didn't want to approach Jesse, I just didn't.
Yeah.
You know. All right, well, anyways. So,
I was kind of thinking that we would start, like, it starts with a lot of the stuff that we have kind of seen and covered on repeat, and I kind of started when Brittany comes down wrapped, her face wrapped.
Okay, with the mummy thing around her face. And I thought it was just one of those things I've purchased things like that. You get suckered into, like, an ad or an infomercial or something, and, but no, it was post-surgery, and I'm sorry, I don't know why they keep going to Dr. Lakey. She's like, Jax has had his nose done by Dr. Lakey like 4 times. I'm like, that in itself is a problematic statement. You shouldn't, like, one should be enough, or possibly twice. After 2 times, if it's not right, then you go somewhere else. You know, call Lisa. She's got her connection, right? She wanted to hook Raquel up with.
Right.
So I don't know that I would go, you know, in some, it's, you
it's,
know.
It's the deviated septum thing and all that, you know, it's getting that right. Yeah. I wouldn't mess
with. There's other things he's done that I am not a fan of, so I don't know. The fact that she said she couldn't feel her lower lip, I don't know if that's standard, maybe it's standard fine. She couldn't, like, she had to, like, put her finger on her lip to talk. She couldn't totally, I don't know, it just didn't seem. I don't know.
I mean, to me, like, I guess I don't know much about plastic surgery of the face, all the different things. And now there's so many different things you could do. But if I'm going to go through that and, like, possibly not be able to move my mouth, like, I would do a full facelift. You know, like, I would go, like, not just, like, one little portion. I would be like, just do it. Like, if we're going to go balls to the wall here. I was cracking up when Jack said that he had 36 cameos to do.
Okay, well, I did some math there. But before, for anyone that hasn't heard our older episodes, and some of you may be shouting out, like, why doesn't she just do Kai Bella? Okay, she has, as has everybody else on the cast of Vanderpump, and it doesn't work.
No one's even doing that anymore. I feel like that was a big fad.
Yeah. Oh, I still see commercials.
Oh, really?
Stassi herself said it was the worst experience of her life. It didn't work. It was more painful than childbirth. It was like hell on earth. And all of them have come back and said the same thing, and that it doesn't work. So that's why. But it does seem very intense for, yeah. Oof. It makes me just want to live with a double chin, honestly. I don't want it to. I mean, on the upside, she doesn't have to give Jack's oral for quite some time.
Yeah, she has a great excuse.
Okay, so Jax's cameos. I'm like, oh my God, 36. That's so much. He must be making a killing, because I remember years ago when we looked him up, he was very expensive. I thought he was $200 at one point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was. And
now he's $122, and it looks like he's done 533. So that's not very much, since he's been doing him for like 5 years. He's made $65,000.
Damn, that's pretty good.
Over 5 years, though.
I mean, he has nothing else to do. And I feel like every time that Cameo runs a special, they're like, Mother's Day special, take 56% off of your fee to blah, blah. You know, like they'll advertise for you if you drop your price. Every time he does that, he takes every, like, deal that there is.
Okay.
So I know he drops his price regularly.
Yeah.
But I was cracking up that he's like, I wrote in my notes, like, Jax does it all. You know, he's an influencer, a podcaster. And I was just like I rolled my eyes so hard, because those of you, you know, you OG Vanderpump Rules fans, Jax has been well known to talk S on podcasting.
For years.
Years. Like,
he won't even do his friends, because he's like, stupid, nobody makes any money, blah, blah, blah. He's said that repeatedly.
And now he, like, loves it. Now he's Mr. Podcaster.
And on top of that, he's doing it with his wife that he's recently separated with. That's why when people are like, do you think it's publicity? I'm like, no, I believe they're having struggles and they're separated. But it's hard for people to believe when you listen to their podcast that they're still doing together. It's current. It's just like the same day. And they're laughing and jolly as all get out. I'm like, you're the most in love, jolly, separated couple I've ever seen.
Yeah.
You know, like, once you either alternate, take turns, or, I mean, they're very happy together. And it's just, it's like, it's weird. It throws everybody off. But yeah, he's very much into it now, when for years he was very much a shit talker, you know.
Yeah, so right away he's laying out for us that he has a lot going on. He has the cameos, he's a podcaster, he's an influencer, he is opening and running a bar, and he's a father and a husband. So he wants to right away let us know it's a lot, and Brittany isn't helping with anything.
But it's okay, because he's recharged his batteries, you know?
Yeah.
Reassessed his life. The other thing I wanted to point out before, in the opening of this, is when they make it seem from the trailer and all of that that, like, Jax is just golf carting around from, you know, and they're all neighbors. It's like, the fact that they live in the places they do is so misleading, because North Hollywood is very far to Reseda, and then to Valley Village, and then to Hollywood, Chateau Marmont. It's like, they couldn't be farther apart.
Yeah. Well, maybe Janet isn't as far, but
no, Jana is walkable to Jackson Brittany's.
Yeah, so
and we have Sheena and Lala. They're a 7-minute walk. I mean, the Toms and Jax and Kristen were all within biking distance of each other, right? Bicycle and golf cart distance.
Yeah, I mean, I think even that's a little bit of a stretch. But yeah, I guess.
And that was all within Valley Village, all four of them.
Like, whenever I was over by, like, Kristen and would go to Jack's, like, it was you're crossing big streets. It's a 5-minute drive, you know?
I mean, my jaw dropped when I saw Reseda.
Yeah.
And I have a question on that. Has Reseda changed recently? Is it like, on New York, they say Tribeca's up and coming?
It's up and coming. It's being, yeah.
Is it there? Like, Tribeca's there? Or is it in the works?
No, I think it's there.
Okay. Last time I was there, it was not. And it was a little sketch. But, so I was surprised that, Daniel, who is such an, like, obviously pretty accomplished actor, and then Miss USA, not only are in Reseda, but a condo, and like an old condo, you know, like 70s style. Like, I had a friend that lived in something right there that looked exactly like it, probably the same complex. And it was, so, oh, sorry, Jesus. and it was, you know, not great. So I was just surprised. I would have thought they would have had a little, nice little house in Sherman Oaks or something, but, you know, it just goes to show how expensive LA is. You know, you can be on all the top Nickelodeon shows, you can be Miss USA, and you're still living in a condo in Reseda. You know?
Yeah. I mean, like, and by the way, he had, like, a little guest spot on iCarly on those things, so, you know.
Okay. Well, he was in a lot, though. I pulled up his IMDb, and there's a lot more. He's in The Avengers. He's, like, the voiceover.
You know who else has been in a lot of stuff is Randall.
Like, in or directed?
In.
Oh, so, really? Oh, so you're saying also not successful.
No, I mean, like, I feel like if you can do flashbacks of stuff and, like, I remember him, so that's great. I say that's successful. But I don't know if it's successful enough to own a big house in LA is what I'm saying. Yeah.
But he's a SAG-AFTRA. He's making residuals.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know? Anyways. But yeah, you guys, all those houses are very far apart except for Jackson, Brittany, and Janet and Leo. Okay. Now we can move on.
I freaking, like, my phone is, like, has inverted color right now, and it's really bothering me, and I can't fix it.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, it's annoying. It's like everything, it looks like an X-ray.
Is it as annoying as your I, J, and N numbers not working?
No, you know what? I shouldn't complain. I should not complain.
But you know what's more annoying? It's like, why don't I just go get a new one? Also annoying, me talking about it for months.
That's funny.
Because I can't, I need all the stuff on it.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
It's, yeah, there's no other reason. I just, and I know, but I mean, are they going to, I don't know if everything's going to be transferred. Every downloaded podcast, will that be transferred?
I don't know. Probably not.
The pictures, I know, go to iCloud, but frankly, I don't even really know how to get to the iCloud to then, like, re-download them. And they're not going to want to transfer all the pictures and videos I have on this phone because it'll take them a week.
Yeah.
So I'll figure it out. I was trying to, I was at the nail salon, and I was like, shit, I have to, like, actually text. I can't voice text because I was actually talking about the people in the nail salon, so I couldn't voice text.
Oh, no.
And then I was texting him, like, this makes no sense. Nobody can read this. So I do need to get one. So sorry about your X-ray phone.
It's just bugging me, like, right now, but it's okay. I'll fix it later.
Okay, so they get into how Luke and Kristen met at Rachel, what we like to call Rachel No'Brien. She used to be on Vanderpump. She was a mute character. She was silenced by production at all times, but probably because she did not agree to be a cast member and get paid because she thought that would limit her contractually in case she got an HBO comedy special. R.I.P. to that dream, but, you know, it might happen. It still could happen. And Rachel No'Brien, it's not because we're saying no to O'Brien. It's because that's her Instagram handle. It's, what's her middle name? Like Nancy or something? Like Rachel N. O'Brien.
Oh my God, I don't remember. And I literally knew at one time. That'll be a great
So,
trivia question.
you guys, she was brought in when everyone was on the outs with Kristen. They needed someone for Kristen to film with. And so they brought her in. She was the one that actually met Kristen first and introduced Kristen to Tom Sandoval, because Rachel was at a trade show as like a figure model, as was Jax. They met, they started being boyfriend girlfriend. Then Kristen introduced her to Sandoval, Jax's friend, and then Rachel and Jax broke up because she caught him. Actually, when you think about it now, she just caught him watching porn, right?
Yes.
It's like, oh my God, how many breakups would we have in the world if that was like, I don't know, maybe because he lied about her or something, but she like nanny cammed her own apartment and he was just like kind of a leech, like he was with Stassi, not working and lived off her. And she put up a nanny cam and just he watched him watch porn all the day afternoon or all after every afternoon. Anyway, she ended up, and then Kristen ended up then working with Stassi, and Kristen then and hooked up Stassi and Jax, and there we go. There's the base of the valley.
Yep.
And then, so they brought Rachel back when no one would talk to Kristen. So you see Rachel a lot in like the Miami Girl episode. You see her on when Ariana says, I take sketch comedy very seriously. Oh my God, I was watching. So they all weekend, they had old seasons of Vanderpump.
Yeah.
And they had the diary one where Tom and Ariana read the diaries on stage.
Yes.
And it was hosted by Lindsay, the same girl we just saw do the sandwich thing with Ariana last year, right?
Yes.
Ariana's first appearance after Scandal broke. So, and in the episode, even then, that many years ago, she said, oh, it's hosted by my friend Lindsay, who I've known for many years. She's been a good friend. Okay. Good friend has known her for many years. And you know how she introduced her?
How?
Not Ariana, not Ariana. Ariana. I was like, so anybody that gets on me for saying Ariana versus Ariana, which is what her brother says. Anyways, Ariana says she goes by both, but I've never heard Ariana. Like, and that's like her good friend. So, you know what? Everyone
I go by Holly or Holly.
I go by Sarah. Like the wine. I did it when I was a senior in high school, changed the spelling of my name to Cairah. It's actually in my yearbook that way.
What?
Yeah. And then this guy told me, you know, it was just like a really smart guy. And he's like, you know, and what was it like? An A followed by a C with an I is pronounced Kyra. And I was like, oh, shit. There we go. Anyway, so this is Kristen went to Rachel and O'Brien's wedding. Rachel moved to Colorado from LA after she fell out with Stassi. That's a big scandal too. It's still like an X-Files mystery. We still need to get to the bottom of this.
There's still a very big, also like a very big comedy mystery that is surrounding all those people too. You know, Stassi was involved with some comedians, and they had a big breakup, and Rachel O'Brien was kind of involved in that. There's like been a lot of little scuffles that we really could deep dive
Well,
back into.
and if we want to bring it full circle, so part of the Stassi Rachel and O'Brien best friendship breakup, Rachel doesn't really know what happened, but she has her theories, which then involved Lowe. And so then we were going to deep dive Lowe, and then we were re Janet, who was on the Valley, said, "Oh no, I know what happened. If I can tell you that Lowe is this amazing person, and please like." Let me know if you're going to do a story on this so I can like make sure you get all perspectives. So it's really coming full circle. So it's interesting, interesting. Anyways,
I mean, remember the Rachel O'Brien and Annabelle show that we went to?
yes. quite well.
That was like a very out of body experience. We hung out with Chris Medina, another podcaster.
Now, like, Lala's go-to psychic.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's crazy. Ronnie is about to turn, my daughter's about to turn 10 years old, and I was just thinking, holy crap, it has been 9 years since I figured out how to podcast and have been podcasting. Like, we're coming up on 9 years. Like, that is crazy. Crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we were a year behind Juicy Scoop, Stassi, Watch What Crappens, yeah. Then it was us.
Mm-hmm.
We were there in 1976 when the radio first came out.
We blazed that trail.
Well, true.
It's true. I just, like, it's like, you know, a little pat on the back moment. Like, we've really done it.
Well, and then the Rachel Annabelle breakup is another breakup scandal that we actually do know some of what happened. It's been a long enough time. We don't want to talk about it. I still want to do that low Stassi Rachel. It's still of interest to me.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyways, so Rachel moves to Colorado. Her friend / podcast producer is from Colorado. He has a ranch there. He proposes. She moves there. She's now living life on the ranch. And I think she does a true crime podcast now instead of Be Here for a While, which was like the worst name ever. And it was named by Patrick, like Man Bun Patrick, Stassi's ex, told Rachel, you should call your podcast Be Here a While. It's like the dumbest name ever.
Now that we are getting into this, like, the history of how this show is coming to be is like a fever dream. Like, this is crazy. It's all interconnected.
We're going down rabbit holes. Yeah.
Yeah. If I was a new listener, I'd be like, what the hell are they talking about?
What are like, those, like, what are those black holes called?
I don't know, but I go down those nightly. So, but like, it's just reminding me of like we could go on and on about this. Seriously.
It's called a wormhole. Speaking of worms, Sandoval said he did not wear a mustache this reunion on Saturday, so no one could call him a worm. Anyways, let's not bring him into this.
No.
Okay, so Luke is Rachel and O'Brien's husband's, like, good friend. Oh, he was in the groomsmen party, and Kristen was a bridesmaid, and they met at the ranch where they got married, and Kristen and Luke had sex behind one of the tents because a lot of the guests camped out, and there we are. They began their friendship, friends with benefits thing, until...
What a love story to tell the world. Like, hey, everyone, we met at a wedding and then pulled up my dress and boned behind the tent. Like, dude.
But that's why Kristen's going to make this show in this season.
Yeah, and she says it so nonchalantly, too. She's just like, that's it. So that's how it started, and here we go. And I'm a vegetarian, and Luke hunts animals.
But I love it.
It's fine.
I love it. Okay, so that's that backstory. We got the Rosita. We got the... I really like...
Okay, what do you think? Wait, what do you think about Kristen moving to a bigger apartment? Do you think that's gonna help solidify it as more of their space? You know, since he's kind of he's trying to live in LA for the summer for her. Like,
yeah,
I think that's gonna help.
At this point, like, he is now in LA a lot. They're kind of splitting their time. It's definitely not 99% like is shown in this first episode.
Right.
So yeah, that did help. Mm-hmm. Plus he has like a big dog and she has the dog, so they probably need it for that reason too.
Yeah.
We get into Nia and Danny. She says she had a checklist for a husband. It's a 6-pack, a jawline, and beautiful eyes, and that's why she married him. He does. I
I'm not there yet on him. I think I need to get to know him more.
So far, like I said, I think the guys have more charisma than the girls, although it is douchey charisma. But I think he's less douchey than Jesse.
Well, for Nia in particular, I am so overwhelmed for her. Like, being on camera after just giving birth, like, all of the Vanderpump girls have done it. I don't know how they do, but then they all transition out of it, and it's fine. But she's got a lot going on, and I think that that is going to be something to watch for sure, because she already, you know, and coming up in this episode, she melts down a little bit, so.
Yeah, and I had a real reaction to that, and then I sat for a second. I thought, oh my god, she's postpartum. She just had twins while having a toddler like a month ago. I'm like, oh my god, of course she's emotional. It has really nothing to do, I think, with the actual thing that happened. But he, like, I like, at least for him, for her, that she's like, oh, he gets up every single night. He's the one that gets up. He's the one that changes the diapers.
Yes.
I was like,
yes.
Thank you. And then we have Michelle saying, Jesse never got up once. And Brittany's like, Jax didn't either.
Oof.
It's like, fuck.
Yeah, I can't relate to that. Chad was, like, really good, but I have friends that are like that, and their husbands are like that, and they just know that and deal with it, and, yeah, I don't know.
Well, and they all work, like, so Michelle is a realtor along with her husband, so it's not like, okay, well, your role as the stay-at-home, you know, you should do more of the primary. Like, I still don't ever think it should be 100%, though, the way it sounds like it is with Michelle and Brittany.
Right, right.
You know? But she, you know, she's a realtor just alongside him. And then I don't know if Nia, I don't know what she currently does. Well, she coaches, obviously.
Yeah. And that's a big business, too.
So I could not stop watching her facial expressions, and her voice kept reminding me of Raquel.
It's very pageant.
It must be, because I was like, I feel like I could just close my eyes and there's Raquel. And it doesn't. She did coach Raquel for the Miss California pageant. She knew her from the pageant world. Like, it was crazy to me. I was like, wow, you know, even as, like, shaky as Raquel's voice used to be, it still, to me, sounded like her and looked like her. It was weird.
They're just, like, so poised all the time. Like, and they, like, even when, like, if you are looking at them and, like, another, like, if someone else is the focus in a scene, their face is just, like, so photogenic at every moment, too. Like, there's some people who just have that pageant way. I know a bunch of other girls that do pageants, and they are not like that all the time. So, you know, I guess they really practice that or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
What did you think of Janet and Jason's rollout? You know, Janet says they have been together almost 4 years and then married a year. She kind of describes Jason as being more passive. And then she talks about how she would do well in prison.
I love that. She's funny.
Yeah, she came in hot for sure.
She's very well spoken and eloquent, and she was like that on as Sheena's co-host on Shenanigans. Like, she has this calming voice that it's like, it's kind of soothing to listen to. Like, it's like Katie Maloney, but she doesn't put you to sleep.
Yeah.
You know? And she's also well spoken, but here I saw more of her wit, and I was like pleasantly surprised. I was like, oh, she's funny too. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, she got real specific. She's like, I'd get my stuff from the outside, and then I'd trade my, you know, as you and I both learned, the prison trade system.
Yeah.
From our stints, I appreciated her knowledge on the. He's like, it sounds like you almost want to go. She's like, well, I look great in orange.
I also felt like it was like kind of relatable to think about it, because I also have thought about it, you know, what I would do, especially, yeah, since you said, like, I know that, like, you kind of have to have a plan when you're in there, so I get it.
Relatable. I like that she strapped the watermelon and the two cantaloupes, and then he struggled.
Yeah, that was funny. I really like the idea that the idea, like, they planned it, but, like, I love that she's pregnant during this, because it's just, like, such a vulnerable place to be in while you're watching all these other couples and what they're going through. Like, I remember when I was pregnant and Chad and I would go and, like, be around a kid, like, we would, like, look at each other like, we're not gonna do that, or, like, ugh. You know, like, it's just so funny to see someone who's in it and then someone who's just going through it, and then we have Kristen who wants to go through it. You know, it's very interesting. Yeah. They have three different points of view.
I feel bad for them in reality, because here they are filming with Jax and Brittany, who are having troubles, Jesse and Michelle, who are having troubles, and everyone's like, oh, everything changes, your whole marriage changes when you have a kid, and they just got married. It's like, oh shit, what are we doing? It's too late now.
Yeah,
you know, it's kind of a buzzkill for your pregnancy. Like, you're all happy, and then you're like, shit, is this going to happen to us too?
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. Well, like, I don't like, well, that's the other thing, is it's like, I thought that Jax was, like, really on his soapbox. Like, it was like, I was rolling my eyes at some of the things he was saying about Kristen and when he was, like, shit-talking to everyone. But at the same time, I agreed with some of the things that he was saying. And I will do a Patreon on this for my OG listeners. I need to give you guys a big update on what's going on. But I agree with this. I agree that it does change things. And you have to have conversations about how you're going to raise your kids or what you want your life to be after. Otherwise, like, those kids will take over.
Yeah, it always, like, ceases to amaze me when you watch shows like 90 Day or like any of those like dating type, and then like, oh, you want kids? Oh, I don't want kids. It's just like, maybe you should have talked about this before.
Yes.
Like, how does that not come up? That, you know, certainly some people want at different times in their lives, but like, there's people that like, oh no, I'm very adamant, zero. And then the other person's like, I can't live my life without having kids. It's like, this is pretty basic shit. This is
like the biggest, like going to like a different reality show, the one with John Cena and the twins. Uh-huh. All she wanted to do was marry that guy and have a baby. And like, that is all, like, watching that struggle was like so freaking painful. It was horrible to watch, because he wouldn't budge. That's all she wanted. And, like, to see one person give up something, you know, like, just to be with someone is, like, oh, it's crazy. Yeah. Oh, by the way, another, here we go down a rabbit hole. I started watching Summer House.
Oh, okay. Well, this is the season to start, because it's actually good.
Yeah, so I just finished episode one today, and we'll talk about it on Patreon, but hearing what you said, like, you were right on, and I have, like, so many, like, comments to make.
With what?
With like, the short king. with poor West when he first arrived, he was, like, the man, and then the...
Yeah.
That was just hilarious.
Well, good. Now you can do them with me. I don't have to do them alone. Or the regular.
And I think also, like, since I've been to New York now and seeing, like, the New York, like, I really like it.
Okay, well, and this is a good one to watch.
Okay, so, okay.
This season.
Okay.
And I've heard other people say the same thing, because there's certain people we didn't like, and we're like, oh, I can't, they're okay this season. So
yeah, it was getting a little stale for me. So when I watched it, I was like, okay, I can vibe with this, and I'm loving the fighting and tension between the other people, so I'm into it.
Yeah.
Okay, I have to talk about Jesse and Michelle.
Yes, I have them next, too.
Okay, so they're the ones who, they live in a large house and not in the valley.
Behind Chateau Marmont in Hollywood.
Which, like, I'm jealous of. Like, I would absolutely die to live there.
She, which explains a lot, grew up in Beverly Hills.
Okay.
Because, okay, as I've said before, she hasn't made the greatest impression on me in person or on the show. Like, I just find her very one note and boring. However, don't know her, haven't gotten to know her, hope to see more on the show, hope to see more in person. But when I read, when I was looking into the backgrounds of everyone, I was like, oh, okay, that explains kind of the aloofness, perhaps. You know, one could say shy, one could say aloof, one could, but you know, it helps angle things a little bit.
Yeah, I feel like the times that I have seen her, like now that I watched, you know, episode one, like I have a couple things that I would like, that I will say to her tomorrow. So I'm excited to talk to her. But the tension that was in this scene of just introducing them, I was like, and I do have to preface this with, the headline did break when I watched this that they had separated. So I did have that in the back of my mind as I was watching it. But I was like, dude, this is like not great.
Well, then we have the producer like, can you name one word about your husband? Like a word. And like a nice thing. And she's like, you're going to have to give me some time to come up with one. And he's like, really? Like, how about loving? And she's like, sexy? And she's like, no, it's a no, bro.
my mouth was open. I was like, oh. Like, aunt, like you're literally filming. You can't, like lie. Lie, lie, lie.
Yeah. Like.
You're funny. You're, I don't know, think of something.
It's fit. I don't know.
And then he's like,
you love your mother. I don't.
He's like, well, she loves the dog and the baby. That's it, you know?
But then she's mad that he doesn't have her on his phone. She's like, it's all pictures of the baby or the dog.
Yeah.
Or something. That their daughter, though, is so cute.
So cute. There was just like, for that being their introduction, it like the red flags went the hardest on them. You know, like here we're supposed to be watching Jax and Brittany. Like I didn't get that from them at all. I get it right here.
Yeah. Did you? Okay, here's where I didn't like her. And this is where I thought it was very important to learn that, oh, she grew up in Beverly Hills. When they explain where they live versus everyone else that lives in the valley, she's like, yeah, he's like, we don't live in the valley. She's like, yeah, we don't live in the fucking valley. She says fucking valley. I'm like, you just insulted all of your castmates. You know, and it's like,
and
like my girlfriend, and you're getting divorced.
And your show namesake, you know, like, I don't know.
Yeah, and you're about to get divorced. Guess what? You're gonna be in the fucking valley pretty soon too.
Yeah,
in Kristen's condo or in Daniel and Nia's condo. You're not gonna have that house behind Chateau Marmont.
And isn't that really just, you know, the definition of a valley? There's highs, there's lows. She's gonna learn that real quick.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
So then, So then we have Zach and Jasmine introduced, and they're kind of introduced as Zach was Brittany's BFF, but Kristen stole him.
Well, because Brittany was busy having a baby and being into Jax, and Kristen was like, "Yeah, man hopping."
Yeah. But Zach has been in the game for a super long time, too. You know, he's been around.
Yes. You guys, we've been talking about Zach, oh, since before Jax and Brittany take Kentucky. He's been hanging on. He's finally getting his payday, although he didn't get a main cast credit.
I have to say, yeah, he is, like, one of my favorites on the show so far, which I think that's another surprise for me.
We'll have some stories in our cast breakdown about Zach and perhaps some personal stories that go back. But he did used to put, I mean, this was years ago, too, on his Instagram profile bio, it said Vanderpump Rules cast member. And it's like, you guys, if I say Rachel O'Brien was a muted cameo person on the show, she was Stassi. Because this guy was not even that. And I'm like, oh, my God. How can you put Vanderpump Rules cast? Like, it was just funny.
I had that confidence. I really do.
Yeah. And then his huge career of being a personal assistant. And then I'll tell this on the Patreon, too. Because it also, like, springboards into a prominent character that was featured last year on Vanderpump, that also had the same job Zach did. And both guys are very impressed with what this job was and who it was for. You would think by their description, they were like Beyonce's personal assistant or Kim Kardashian's or Taylor Swift's. But in reality, it was like, who? But they were very proud and boastful of this. And Zach was, you know, the first to be very like, I don't know. God, remember the stories he used to tell? He said he was like almost kidnapped in Russia, taking care of this A-lister. Like, A-lister? That's a stretch. But anyways, this is a scene where Jasmine says, Luke is nice. He's just very vanilla. But Luke owns 78 acres in Colorado, so that's, you know,
that's something.
He's like 30. You know, he had to live a little bit of an interesting life to like be able to like be self-made like that. He's not even from Colorado, he's from Indiana. So to be able to go, and it's like Colorado Springs, it's not like up in Idaho, Colorado, where the, like, you know, their airport's 7 hours away. Like, he's in the mix of things.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, kind of impressive. Oh, one thing I didn't mention that Michelle reminded me of is when she was being annoyed with Jesse and he was like drinking champagne and she's like, she was just annoyed and doing that. She gave me very Katie Maloney marriage energy. Like, over it. Done raising a child. Done raising the project. You know? That's the vibe I got.
Yeah. So Luke is 31 and Kristen's 39. Is that right?
I think she's 40 already.
Oh yeah, 40.
Yeah.
Maybe 41.
Yeah. So. Oh,
wow, quite the difference.
Okay, we already kind of talked about Brittany and the babies and the diaper changing. So the guys go to City Golf, and this is when we learn that, like, Jax does not like Luke. And it's apparent. He's pretty mean to him. He's, you know, dismissive of him. And Luke's like, hey, Jax, am I still blocked? And Jax, in consistent Jax fashion, huh? I don't know. You tell me. I don't know how to tell that. Like, that is his answer. And
we can attest to that because it happened to us as well.
My question is, because he does say, and Kristen says this too, he blocks Kristen every other month. Like, every month, Kristen pisses him off, so he blocks her. So, to block her every month, then you have to know how to unblock. But he truly did not know how to unblock. He handed his phone into our hands. I mean, we should have just ran at that moment.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why I didn't think of that.
I should have said, Holly, run, and then I'd like block him and give you a head start.
We could use like our roller derby skills and like block.
Yeah, that was my name, Block Candy.
Yeah, you could have done it.
So I don't think he would hand his phone over to us if he truly knew how to do it himself. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just saying. Who knows? But, yeah. He's kind of grilling Luke on, how long are you going to be here? Oh, you're really into it? I know what your next step is. And then we pan over to Brittany saying, Jax does not like him. And I feel bad. So,
okay, so I don't like this storyline, and I don't like them being mean to him. Like, it seems, although whoever thought of it is pretty brilliant, because even he's like awkward with it and makes it like it's very believable, and it's very like I felt uncomfortable, which, like, great job. But it just, it like right out the gate, it just was like, I was like, oh, okay, so like we're jumping right into like a conflict or like them bullying someone. But I don't know. And then I guess like from my interactions with Luke, I was like, that's mean. Like he's like very harmless. It's like picking on, I don't know, you know, like it's picking on a real innocent person. And they even pointed out that he had a freaking Android phone. I was dying. They're like, he's the reason our group text is green.
And Jax is like, well, does Kristen even want to have a baby for the right reasons? It's like, what is this, the baby bachelor? He's like, you know, having a kid out of wedlock, that, there's a lot of issues there. Like, what is this, 1923? Like, out of wedlock. Are you going to call her baby a bastard along with it? Like, what the hell? Oh, my God. Out of wedlock? That's crazy.
See, someone wrote that line for Jax, and that's why it came out of his mouth, like, so unnatural. Because Jax would never say that. There's no way.
Well, let's rewind and see if he was mouthing it.
Yeah, you know what? It's funny. I was really watching for it. He did a great job. That they coached him and they're like, Jax, you're moving your mouth again. Let's take it again.
You really got it. We need to put together that montage.
I know. I've got, seriously.
It's just, that's where you really just have to watch every episode because it's.
Yes, but it's doable because I'm pretty sure I could do it.
God, they had such a multitude, I don't know, variety of seasons on this weekend. So I just kept catching all these episodes and I was like, why am I not rewatching this 24 hours a day? We have, but every episode in every season, I was just, everything that came on was great, you know?
You know what else is, like, rich about Jax? Like, here he's giving Luke shit, being like, so, like, you're moving here to L.A. for Kristen. You're coming here for you live in Colorado, but you're going to come here and you want to have a baby. Like, what, like, basically just, like, calling him out, just making it uncomfortable. Yet he had Brittany come here from Kentucky, move into his house right away. Like, what's the freaking difference?
Exactly. And that's actually one of the episodes I watched. That and Hawaii. You guys, we were in the pool at the Huntington Hyatt with Brittany right when she got here. The third day she was in L.A., Southern Cal, she was in the pool on Jax's Periscope talking to Jax's fans. I just moved here. She was so cute and charming and fresh off the farm. And then I saw a scene. Remember when Kristen goes on a date? Stassi's coming back. She goes on a date and Stassi's like, I think this guy has a live-in girlfriend. But anyways, when Stassi walks into the bar, Kristen's taking selfies and Stassi goes, are you Periscoping? And I just forgot about Periscope. And I realized at the time, oh my God, Instagram Live wasn't a thing back then. So that's why Periscope existed. And Instagram probably purchased Periscope, right? And stole their technology and just bought them out.
Yeah.
Because I was like, why would anyone Periscope when they could just Instagram Live? That's weird. And I'm like, oh, you couldn't back then. It was a whole, like, dial-up history lesson. I was like, oh my gosh, things have changed so much in 5 seasons. But it was just a nice little trip down memory lane. Anyways. So, yeah, I don't like the grilling and the lecturing and... Then we go to...
Okay, wait, sorry. Just one more thing. Stupid. Yeah. So Jax goes off about the, you're going to have a kid out of wedlock? What about health insurance? What about schools? Like, Jax, finally someone throws it back at him later, but it's like, I literally can't.
Yeah. You didn't have a job when you got pregnant, buddy. Yeah. And you didn't have health insurance through your job anyways. They don't provide it.
Yeah.
Stassi. I love when Jax and Brittany start walking over to Janet's and he's like grilling her. Like, he's like, did you put sunscreen on him? She's like, yes. And he's like, on his legs? Yes, Jax. On his face? He doesn't need the sun. Let's put this down. It's like, yeah, I'm pretty sure Brittany's got it covered, Jax. Good thing you're drilling her, though.
But make sure she knows, yeah, how to... and he doesn't grab those items like before they left. He's like commanding her in the street to make sure that she did. I also love how his trash cans are like encroaching into like the neighbor's, like the crazy neighbor's yard, and he's like, oh, the trash cans. But like rather than like taking them in, he just leaves them and like pushes them over a little bit. Yeah. It's like, dude, pull them in.
You guys should see that neighbor, that where his trash cans were. It is quite a little treat.
Yes.
It might be on a show on TLC. Let's just say that.
Okay, so it looks hotter than hell. And, you know, knowing when this was filmed, it was. And so Jax is sweating up a storm on his way over to Janet and Jason's house.
And he has stained armpits that look like coffee stain. And he's like, it's self-tanner.
When I saw his armpits, I screamed.
I have never self-tanned my armpits. Have you?
No, but, like, I do know when people don't, and it looks like, well, Stassi's like a classic person. Like,
yes.
He's not going to make a Stassi mistake, so.
But if it was self-tanner, why wouldn't it be on other parts of the shirt that you for sure spray tan or self-tan?
I don't know, but we have to think of a meme for that quickly to be, like, the first ones out the gate with it.
Sandoval spray tan tears.
Yes. My favorite part of this entire episode was that Jax is an AMPM rewards member on his app. I love that because I am too. And if you guys haven't downloaded that app, download it. It's so freaking fun.
It's fun?
Yes. There's so much free stuff you get.
Oh.
And you just scan it.
Oh, well, you have two, like, literally on your corner.
Yes. So, yeah, like, anytime I want a Red Bull or anything like that, boom. A lot of times it's free.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't even know where one is. Damn it. I don't know what I would get, though. I do the same thing he does, but I do it on road trips because it brings me back to, like, old school road trips when there were no Starbucks. I lived off truck stop coffee.
Yes.
And it's gross. I still do it sometimes to Vegas. I don't go to a Starbucks. I go into the Chevron Food Mart in Barstow off Lenwood Road, and I get the truck stop coffee.
Yeah.
It's part of the deal. It's part of a road trip thing. So, yeah, we did know that he golf carts to AMPM every morning and gets his coffee.
Yeah.
We've heard that for a few years. So Jan is talking about her birthday. She said normally, we do know this, she likes to spend it at Dave and Buster's or a good KFC buffet. I kind of bonded with her over that in previous conversations I've had with her. I actually haven't been to a KFC buffet. I don't know if it kind of sounds interesting.
I've never even heard of that.
There's only like a couple. It's like the one like on the way to Palm Springs, I think, when she would go to Sheena's all the time.
Oh.
But the Dave and Buster's thing, totally down with her. But she's not going there this year because she can't drink. I mean, you can obviously go there and not drink. But so Brittany's going to throw her a party.
Yes.
And she also, here's where she was funny too. She's like, I was kind of like a little terrorist when I, you know, like my mom was afraid of me. I mean, I had the primary bedroom growing up. I'm like, ooh, I want to learn more.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And then Jax is like talking about Kristen and the baby thing. And he's like, I'm just, you know, we have like a brother-sister relationship. And she's like, ew, I hate it when you say that. It's so gross, like, given your history. Because it is. You're basically saying you're like an incestuous person, Jax.
Yes.
You slept with your sister twice. Here's what's going to be fun this season, too. So, Leo is talking about what a great friend Kristen is. He recorded Leo proposing to Janet. She helped. We know Kristen's a great planner. She's who you want in charge when things need to be taken care of. This is why, I mean, she's built for motherhood. People think of her as this wacky, flaky, like, she's not. She's been taking care of the witches of Weho for years, right?
Mm-hmm.
But here's what's interesting is now there's conflict between Kristen and Janet. So there's conflict over there with Kristen and Lala over something so dumb, and it's Lala's fault. But Kristen and Janet are now at odds. They've unfollowed each other. I've confirmed it is them in a issue, actually from them directly. So it'll be interesting to see if they're both there tomorrow. Like, well, if you guys are listening to this, whatever.
Yeah.
Well, it'll just be interesting to see the dynamic, and then also what causes the rift in their friendship this season.
Yeah, I'm very interested in that.
Because they've been friends for years, and then they are both good friends with Zach and Jasmine, and then they were both good friends with Rachel O'Brien, and, you know, they have all these mutual friends.
Yeah, I think the drama, like, I it seems like it's intricate. Like, I'm glad that it's not just simple, like, what do you want? I don't want to change a diaper. Like, I think that the conflict is going to be intense and great. I really do.
Yeah.
I was absolutely obsessed with the party that Brittany threw for Janet. I loved the theme. I thought it was so freaking cute.
I would completely be down for this, also as a fellow Midwesterner, along with Kristen, Janet, Brittany. I, too, grew up with the carnival. I love it. I love carnival food.
I mean, honestly, like, if some magic happens in my life, I 100%, I want to do a podcast meetup here at my house, and I want it to be a fair theme. I think it would be so freaking fun. We could have a dunk tank, like all kinds of shit. It would be so fun. We could have cheese curds. We could have cotton candy. We like all of the stuff.
Yes.
It would be so cute.
She calls it the Janet County Fair, so it could be the Holly County Fair.
Yeah, or like, yeah, and then, like, we can do a freaking live podcast here. It would be so fun.
What's the are you going to hire a live tattooist?
Yes, that was my next thing. We could all get tattoos.
That is obviously the trend of the year, because we've seen that now at Courtney's party, Sheena's sister's, like, Valley Brat party. We saw it at, what, like, Sheena's party, Lawless party. Like, this has been at all the parties.
It's like, Sugar Taco. Like, it's all the rage.
All right, well. Okay, well, speaking of the tattoo thing, so they're all waiting in line. They're going to get their little tattoos, and Kristen is, like, battling with Jesse. I want to go first. Oh, I want to go first. And, like, she squeezes his nipple, like, and then he does it back to her. Which, I guess, if we're, like, being in the, like, progressive equal world.
Tit for tat, right?
Tit for tat. But it is a little, she just looked at him, and you could tell, like, I think she's like, I can't react because I just did it to him. But at the same time, totally different, inappropriate. But maybe I can't say that, so I'm just going to, like, not do anything. I think that's what I would do too. I'd be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
That was weird.
I saw Sherry Cart right there.
Oh.
She was like, you know, in the pool. She was like helping with crews, it looked like. What did you think about Lala and Jax freaking full on talking about Kristen's situation right there at the party?
What was Lala saying?
Just that, like, it was, Jax was really bringing it up and being like, I don't think, do you think she's ready? I mean, she just, you know, she goes through these and Lala was kind of, she didn't say much of anything. She was just kind of listening. And then later in the episode, she kind of stops the gossiping, which I liked. And she's like, well, let's just bring it up right to her. And that's when they kind of all talked about it, which was, I liked that better, because I just put, like, poor Luke. Like, they just kept, like, clowning on this guy. Like,
Yeah.
I don't know.
I feel like Brock kind of stood up for Kristen and Luke in that moment.
Yes, yes.
You know, he's like, who's to say what? Well, as he should. Who's to say when anybody's ready? It's like, yeah, clearly. But, you know, it's a different situation. And so I was appreciative of that. Yeah, I didn't like them harping on, like, do you think she's mentally prepared?
No.
Do you think they, it's like, she's 41. She's older than most of you fuckers. Like,
yeah.
Come on.
And like who, like, they're more worthy than her?
Exactly.
Like, it was, it started, like, I actually, like, started getting mad. I was like, this is, especially because I know how, like, I know how much Kristen wants to be a mother. So I just thought it was, like, borderline hurtful. Like, it was, like, not a nice conversation to have about a woman. I didn't like it.
Yeah, like she's a child. And then Luke, who's, like, the most stable guy she's ever been with, It's like insulting to him.
Well, and like, I don't know. Like, he's calm and he's there with Kristen, and they're all like, well, why are you going to do this? Like, why does she want this? Like, she wanted a baby with the last guy. You're just the next guy she's moved on to. It's like, I don't, yeah. That's so insulting. And then I have in my notes, like, I don't know who said this. I need to rewatch it to see who did. But Janet, you know, pregnant Janet is enjoying her party, and she takes a big old bite of a hot dog, and someone goes, oh my God, Janet loves hot dogs. And I'm like, oh, like, can we just let her enjoy a hot dog without commenting?
Jeez.
We would have hot dogs at our podcast fair as well.
We had them at our premiere party.
That's right.
Yeah, so I'm over that everyone jumping on Kristen. As she is, like, any of you people were not, like, equipped to, like, I mean, I think Sheena says it a little bit too, like, no one's ever truly ready, or how can you truly ever be ready? I don't know who said, but maybe, well, mostly it was Brock.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's just dumb and condescending, you know?
And, yeah, so next they show Brock, and he's, like, again, like, wolfing down a hot dog with, like, the perfect, like, mustard and ketchup lines on it. And Lala says, look at a bunch of men are talking about motherhood. And it's true. All these guys are over there being like, I don't know. And it's just, it was so unnatural because really, I don't think those guys give a shit. Like, they would never even care. But it does create an interesting tension in the group. And it's an interesting storyline. Yeah. I'm down with it.
I guess if anyone that, like, was on the lecturing train, at least Michelle gave Kristen constructive, like, lecturing. She's like, just be prepared to ask questions about your parenting styles and how you want to go about things, how you want to raise them. So, like, you know, ahead of time, you know, as yes. We see with Sheena and Brock, they have two very different styles. And so they're battling in their marriage and parenting right now because they didn't discuss this beforehand, you know,
which that's what I was saying. I wanted to talk about on Patreon, because, and that goes back to how long you've been together and how, like, it, so in a way, Jax is, like, kind of right, because you do have to be on the same page, but Luke and Kristen have given me no reason to show that they're not on the same page. Like, it's not, they're not fighting as much as everyone else is. So I don't know where this is coming from. So we need a little more context, I guess.
Yeah.
And then I absolutely, again, my heart skipped a beat when Jax is going on and on. And she's like, of course I'm ready. Like, yes, yeah. And he's like, really? Because you were in my house telling Alex to come inside you.
And everyone, like, faces winced and, like, cringe, like, oh!
And what's funny is, like, why can I, like, kind of picture Kristen saying that?
And also, I can understand the wincing, because I wince at that thought, too, because Alex, he's just scary to me.
Yes.
It's just not something I want to picture. Luke may look like Kris Kringle, but it's fine. I'm like, okay. And Alex just reminded me of, like, a scary ghoul.
He reminds me of, like, a cartoon. Like the, this is real, oh my God, this is so mean, the picture I just got. But, like, the bad guy on the Smurfs. Do you remember what that guy looks like? It kind of looks like him. But I felt bad when Kristen was like, can you guys, like, just support me and be my friend? And I feel like that was, like, almost a throwback to Vanderpump Days, too, because every guy that the girls would kind of, like, raise a red flag, they're like, Kristen, like, he's not treating you great. Like, things, you're not happy. Like, you keep, like, telling us these things he's doing and you're not changing it. And she'd be like, can you just support me and be my friend? Yeah. But this, I feel like she actually used it in, like, the proper context, and I'm okay with it.
Yeah. What did you think of Jesse, like, overly flirting with Lala and repeatedly referring to her as his mistress or a side piece right in front of his wife?
Well, it made Lala uncomfortable. It made his wife uncomfortable. And he also bridged a little, you know, gap with Vanderpump Rules. Very, very smart.
Mistress. She's like, mistress. Like, oh, I'm sorry. The correct term, side piece.
She's like, I've been called that before. So, next, you know, Nia and Danny, is that it? Are trying, they're like, look, we got to go. We have a babysitter. We got to get going. So, like, there's, you know, like that awkward time when you're trying to, like, head out and everyone's, like, still talking to you. And Jack sneaks up behind and pantses
Daniel.
Daniel. With, he was wearing board shorts, apparently with nothing under. And this, I mean, I laughed, but I also didn't see anything. So I just thought, like I think that joke is funny.
And these guys talk and act and drink like frat boys. This just seems par for the course. I did not understand the big deal of it. And that's what, because I really like Nia. And then when she ran off and, like, was crying and so dramatic and people are coddling her, I was like, are you kidding me? And I was like, wow. But then that's when I had the realization, oh, my God, she's tired. She's breastfeeding twins. She's emotional. She's drained. She's postpartum. I'm like, okay, I'm going to cut her a break. I'm going to set this aside for now.
Well, and, like, they're filming, and she probably, like, they probably talked about, like, the certain way they want to, like, portray themselves or whatever. And then something completely out of your control happens like that. And, yeah, you're tired, and you're just like, what the hell? Like, that wasn't even funny. And she thinks everyone saw his ding dong or something.
It's like, it's him. It'd be different if, like, Jack's pantsed you.
Yeah. Or, yeah. Or she was wearing, like, a triangle bikini top and, like, he opened the triangles or something. Like,
yeah. It's just.
But so she kind of, like, takes off mad. And she goes into, like, Brittany's little, like, office area, and Brittany rushes in with the other girls, and she's like, I'm sorry, like, that wasn't a funny joke. And she's like, no, it wasn't. And she's like, he shouldn't have done that. And then she's like, Jack, say sorry.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done that. I just, like,
yeah. Stupid Jax.
Jax! Well, that was it. I mean, I think it was pretty good. I don't know how many episodes there are. Like, is it just 8?
I hope not. I hope it's a little more than that. And I hope it's, like, I hope it's a hit for them. Like, I don't know. But I liked it. I really enjoyed it. Like, I have no problem, you know, continuing to watch this. I like the crossover of it. I like Kristen. Like, I'm happy to see Kristen back on TV. I can't believe I'm saying this, but, like, I don't really mind Jax and Brittany. It's kind of interesting. And all of the new people, I like them, too. So I'm down.
Well, it feels like we're going to get, because Brittany came on, everyone loved her. She was everyone's sweetheart. And then because she was so sugary sweet, it's like people got oversaturated with that. So they turned on her, right? Mm-hmm. Started calling her Kentucky Fried Chicken. And because it's like, who is that nice? Who's that sweet, right? So it's nice. I think what will be nice for her and people's perception is it seems a little more real and raw now. She was faking it with Jax. Where I think she just really was caught up in the honeymoon of it all. And she is naturally a bubbly, positive person. And people just are like, come on already. You know, we want, it's the Ariana thing. We want you to be happy, but not too happy. Like, or successful, but not too successful. You know, like, it's a very fickle thing, these shows and social media reactions. And so from what I've seen, you know, the upcoming scenes, Brittany and Jax going at it, is very different than how they have been outside of, like, the initial Faith and Jack scenes, you know, where they fought. Everyone just got tired of, like, oh, she thinks it's so perfect and he's still a monster. Well, now it seems like they're being real, or showing relatable scenes.
Absolutely. And I think for me, and this is, maybe this makes me a horrible person, but for me, I love that they had to humble themselves to like kind of come back onto the scene. It was just very satisfying. Not that they, I mean, Jack's 100% his ego was huge, and then he got knocked down, and it seems like he's come back, especially with our interaction with him. It's been very pleasant, and he seems more grateful to his fans, which is all we're ever asking for. is, you know, people like us that put content out about their shows, like, we do a lot of work, and it just, like, a tiny bit of just a little eye contact or something is really all we're asking for. And I personally can say that has changed from when he, you know, lost everything to where he is now. So just that is, like, super satisfying and gives me, like, it makes me want to give him a chance. Like, I'm rooting for him a little bit, so.
Yeah, I think they need to realize these podcasts or, you know, Instagram sites and fans, they are free marketing and advertising to promote their show, which keeps them employed. So if you look at them like that as an essential tool for your success, then everybody wins. Yes, are there extremes where people are too harsh? Yes. They're too opinionated. They're too trolly. They're too angry. Whatever. Yes, we've certainly been accused at times of, do you even like the show?
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, let's keep this in perspective. So as long as, you know, there's always going to be extremes. But I would say for the most part, this is all constructive. And it's all, even the people that have negative things to say, they're making headlines, which promotes the show.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And
just don't be unusually mean or anything.
Right.
Calling people fat or anything like that.
Exactly. And I feel like people have gotten a lot better about that. And I feel like at the end of the day, like, especially us on this podcast, and I know there's other people too, but we just want to enjoy the show and, like, laugh and, like, have, like an escape from life for a little bit. And I really feel like that's what this show can do. Sometimes when it gets too serious and it's, like, these dark, you know, topics, it's triggering and it's hard. But this looks, I love, like, all their promo. I love how bright everything is. It's very kitschy. And I thought, I think it's going to be really fun to podcast on. We can sit here, crack jokes, and that's what I like to do. So I'm into it.
Yeah. So I can't wait to see what happens tomorrow. We'll come back to you with all the details.
We will be posting this literally from Jax's Studio City. And then we hope you guys enjoy it. And then please tune back in because we will speak about what happened and watch our social media on Instagram, Facebook. We'll post. So, we can't wait.
And also for our regular Vanderpump viewers, as you know, anyone new listening, we always post usually the same night or the morning after on Vanderpump. But since we'll be at the premiere party, we will post this Valley episode, and then we'll have to go home and rewatch the Vanderpump. So that will probably come on Wednesday instead of Tuesday night.
Yes. Sounds good.
Talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
Bye.